when the call comes in, we communicate with the troopers. The troopers communicate with the local sheriffs and the police officers and the Office of Emergency Management and DOT. And, you know, the main thing we want to figure out is, you know, if we can, where the people are located, actually. And sometimes in these whiteout conditions and folks get stuck, they just don't exactly know where they are. And so we ask for features, you know, identifying features, maybe where they're at, where they're headed, where they think they are. Is there ways that we can get coordinates off their phone? We did have one rescue last night where, you know, we were able to find the people based on latitude and longitude from vehicle location services. And so when there's people out there that are stranded, certainly in conditions like this, we want to do everything that we can to coordinate from a public service perspective and public safety perspective to get to them. When people do go out in the roads that are impassable or that are very dangerous and get stuck, it takes a lot of resources to do that right. And people in public service put their own lives on the line to go out and help them.